crayfish is correct.
Yeah. Crayfish is wrong. C-R-A-Y-F-I-S-H.
Okay, insects. The kind of insect that gets in your clothes and eats holes in them.
Moth.
Okay, in the plural you'd say
moth.
So. Okay. Do you have a word for this insect that you see flying around street lights?
It's a moth, too.
Candlefly.
Candlefly.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Now, this is an insect that flashes on and off.
Firefly. Lightning bug.
And this is one that you've probably seen when you're fishing, because they like to light on your fishing pole. Got a thin body.
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
What about another name for those?
Mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk, what we used to call them.
You ever heard that insect called a snake doctor?
Never have.
Okay. What about insects around here that are bad about stinging you?
Fire ants. Mosquitoes, wasps, yellow jackets.
And one that has a real powerful sting.
Hornet.
Yeah,
I've never been bitten by a hornet, and I don't want to.
I understand they just about knock you down.
They do.
I'm going to show you that hornet nest in the river. It started off about that size of mice, about that big, about that. You got to go right under to go down the river.
That's bad news.
But you don't shake the bush.
What about a little insect that's bad about burrowing up under your skin, making it itch, raising welts? You can get them when you walk barefooted.
Oh, that's a sand fly. Oh, sand worm.
Okay, is there anything else that might do that?
I don't think so.
It burrows up under your skin.
Yes, sir, I believe so.
Sand worm?
I call it a red or a chip.
Red bug?
Yeah, red bug.
They get all over. They won't just get on your feet.
Not on just your feet. They get around more tight places, around your waist and under your arms and everywhere.
You usually hear them called
red bugs.
Red bug, mm-hmm. Chiggers.
You hear chiggers too?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, what about different types of snakes in the area?
Rattlesnakes, king snakes, moccasins.
Coach whips, black snakes.
Coach whips, black snakes.
Land snakes.
All kinds.
Okay. And this is an insect that you see hopping around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Now you said
cricket.
Right, sure. I was curious about turning that around. You'd say woodpecker peckerwood. Have you ever heard grasshopper?
Hoppergrass? No.
Haven't heard hoppergrass?
No.
Okay. All right, this is a little fish that you would use for bait when you're fishing.
Manna.
Sure. Okay. And this stuff, well, you know, when you're cleaning your house, this will gather in the corners of your ceiling.
Cobwebs.
Is that
spider webs.
Now, are cobwebs and spider webs the same?
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Made by spiders.
Yeah.
Okay. And just for pronunciation, part of the tree that grows underground, that would be the...
The root.
Have you ever heard maybe your parents or grandparents talk about home remedies or... that you could make from roots or herbs, you know?
Sure have.
Medicines. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about something that you know about?
Well, not right offhand, I couldn't.
You could make a tea out of bark of red oak trees. I don't know what they used it for.
They used to make a tea out of sassafras, and they'd drink that. That was for the spring tonic, they call it.
Did you have to drink something?
No, I didn't. But I've seen them drink it.
You ever heard of anything called mullet?
Mullet, yeah.
Now that looks sort of like tobacco. I don't know what they use it for. Didn't they use that for sprains?
I think so.
Make
an ointment out of it.
Mm-hmm. Put it on a sprained ankle or whatever.
You ever heard people trying to stop the flow of blood by using spider webs?
Yes. My sister has one in her hand right there.